This is The Naked Scientists. This week we're talking about making new metals. We're joined by Nick Jones from Cambridge University and Roger Reed from Birmingham University. We've had a few questions in. I think quite a nice one to start with. Nick, let's hear your opinion first. Cedric Merriman in Second Life has asked if rare earth metals get used in alloys, and he said that given their high price, he'd assume not. So what are rare earth elements and do we use them?
Well, rare earth elements are just a certain part of the periodic table. It's just a group of elements, and some of them, such as yttrium and lanthium, do find some small percentage uses in some modern alloys, but as you say, there's no large-scale use of them just due to their high cost.
Roger, when you're designing new alloys or when you're modelling them, do you work around the cost? Are there ways that you can replace things that rare earth elements would otherwise do?
Yes, it's certainly true that we consider the cost. Certain elements like rhenium, for example, in turbine blade alloys are now very expensive, several thousand pounds per kilogram. And when one's interested in building a jet engine with perhaps 100 blades per row, then the cost can become quite significant quite quickly. So certainly there are calculations done to trade off the relative benefits of elements like rhenium and tungsten and molybdenum and other refractory metals against their disadvantages, which of course are their cost and also their scarcity.